Thank you for joining us. And now we want to talk to you about our God-centered concept discipleship series that we have been promoting for a very long time on this show. Here is the book, Victory in Seven by T.S. Wright, the God-centered concept discipleship series that teaches you what real discipleship looks like. This first book will simply get into the foundational process. Make sure you go to Amazon.com and order your copy right now.
Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth, discipleship, and the calling of spreading revival. Now your host, T.S. Wright.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. And I'm your host, T.S. Wright. And I am so glad you could join us today. And if you haven't already, make sure that you hit that subscribe, follow button, and give us a like, as we love continuing to bring you that amazing content that you've grown to love and that we love to share with you. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, we've got an interesting show today. This is unlike any show that I've done. And I'm going to say this, if you are, and anybody can obviously listen to this show, no problem, but if you are a single Christian female, you need to listen to this show, because this show is for you, specifically for you, in how we're going and what we're going to talk about. So with me on the show is a lady named Nikki, and they call her Coach Nikki Anerdo, okay? And I am doing my best with that name. I know I just said it correctly because she is shaking her head yes. And I'm going to tell you what now. What she specializes in is coaching single females, not only how to be prepared to meet a special someone in their life, but also to understand their voice and to understand how to find that voice. All right. And I'm going to say this. I think men and women, it is so important that you learn how to do that, to find the voice that God gave you, that He wants you to use for His purposes. And you know what? Part of the purposes is if we determine that we're going to pursue and get married, you're going to have to learn to use your voice in a godlike way within your marriage, both as a way to build somebody else up and to have somebody help you build you up. Because in marriage, we want to do that. We want to lift each other up in great ways and hold each other accountable in a proper way. And to do that, you got to know how to properly use your voice in a good way. All right. And I think that's so important. So, Nikki, I think I've prefaced this long enough, and I think it's going to be better if you talk. So, you know what? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
All right. Well, it's great to have you on. And now that I think the listeners all kind of understand what they're in for, and this amazing thing that you do, give us a little bit of perspective about your story. Maybe, first of all, how God led you to this spot. I know that your mother played a huge role in your life, and because we've talked about that before off air. And I want you to just share a little bit about that with our audience before we really kick into what you do.
All right. Absolutely. Hello, everybody. Very happy to be here. What a warm welcome. yeah, you mentioned a woman's voice, quite a bit there. So I'll share my journey in finding my voice. Because it's so interesting that you brought that up as something that's super important in relationships. You know, growing up, I was very shy, very introverted, very uncomfortable with people, and really didn't see myself as someone that had much to offer. Anywhere that I found myself in a room, you know, even in my professional life in corporate America, just never really saw myself as someone that could really make a difference in any space. And God really did take me on a journey in finding my voice and realizing that I do have power, you know, through the Holy Spirit. I do have authority. I do have something to say, a perspective, something that can really, really make a difference in any space. And so that is, I think, where God really found me and began to shape me over time. It took a very, 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 very long time to see myself worthy to contribute in any space. And so in that, he was working on me because, yeah, I had a lot of self-esteem issues growing up and even into my young adulthood. Slowly but surely, that came out in me just finding myself in leadership type of situations, just having fun, just living my life, not really following the way that I was raised. My mom was an evangelist. She's no longer with us, but she's right there with me right there. So she's still with me.
Amen.
Yeah. But she played a huge role in once God has began to draw me back closer to him for me to see him in me, you know, because again, I drew away. And even in my ways of just having fun and having, you know, making friends and everything like that, people will pull me to the side and let me know that, hey, you really have a knack for bringing people together. You really have a knack for helping people flesh out their thoughts and their ideas and things like that. And so over time, my mom, I don't even understand why she saw something in me, but she would be supportive in some of the work that I was doing even then before I even knew what that could ultimately become. So I never understood her support, being a cheerleader for me, because I wasn't married myself. You know, my parents were married for almost 50 years before my mom passed. So for her to be an advocate for me reaching women and working with women, because women would just gravitate towards me and want guidance in how to live a more authentic life, you know, and eventually it became Christ-led. But that took a long time. And so, yeah, it was just an amazing journey. As every time that I share the story, it just kind of reminds me how God really just showed up and literally led me to where the work that I'm doing right now, helping women get clarity before they even begin to date, to understand what type of woman they want to be in order to attract the connection that makes the most sense for her. It started with a lot of finding myself, my voice, reconnecting to the Holy Spirit, and making some major sacrifices and some shifts to really start on this journey. So yeah, it was a long journey.
Amen. Hey, you know what? When you have to work at it and it's kind of hard, and you put that level of investment, guess what? That's growth. And it's growth. Usually makes it better in the long run.
Absolutely.
Because not only do you stick with it, that's right, but you learn and develop every skill necessary. And even though those women were at first gravitating towards you, there were obviously certain skills that needed to be honed and developed first before you could be fully effective. You were being effective, but you could even be more effective as you walked through those hard things. That's right.
Yeah.
Both for yourself and most importantly for them. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I tell people, when you're serving others, always remember this. It ain't about you. But your skill sets need to be there so you can help them.
Yes.
That's right. We have to always remember that.
If I can just add one more point to what you just said.
Yeah.
That is so real for me. That is exactly how I overcame my shyness.
Mm-hmm.
It's understanding that it's not about me. How about if I don't make it all about me in my head, then I don't have to be
shy.
I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be uncomfortable. I don't have to question myself. I just let God move through me and let him do his thing. I just serve as a vessel. And that's it. It takes the pressure off.
Sounds like you had a woman in your life, though, that taught you how to do that in your mother, who was an evangelist, who she understood how the power of the Holy Spirit could speak through her to other people. And she didn't worry about her shyness.
Absolutely.
She's told the truth.
Yes.
She loved people and she told them the truth. And that's what mm-hmm. she did. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. I wish I could have had her on the show and been able to meet her.
you would have loved her. She would have loved you too. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, Nikki, now I want to jump in. Excuse me, Coach Nikki. We're going to call her Coach Nikki here. Yeah, exactly. She's Coach Nikki. And mm-hmm. I want you now to really start talking about what you do, because yes. in some ways it serves as a ministry, but in many ways it's also a business, and you mm-hmm. blend the two, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But I want mm-hmm. you to start talk to these single females that are listening to this show right now and talk to them yeah. about what you do. And then we're going to get into some pointers towards the end. So stay on the yeah. show, because at the end, I'm going to have her give you some pointers of where yeah. to start.
All yes. right?
All right. But let's start with what you do. Really just bring that out.
Absolutely. I support single women, usually women, more mature women, right? Get back in the dating world. Okay. So I meet women exactly where they're at, even if they're not ready to date today. I help them get prepared, pampered, pursued by quality men without living in fear of her past. Okay. So we work this process from so many different angles. Of course, this is biblically based, but 99% of the work that we do is extremely practical. Okay. So one thing that I mentioned earlier, that was very hard for me is because originally I had all these thoughts about what I was going to do for this type of work. But what began to manifest is that there's a gap between what women learn in church, in singles ministries, and what they're actually experiencing in the real world. It's a huge disconnect, and it leaves a lot of single women frustrated and giving up on this, and women stay single way longer than they need to because they don't understand how to bridge the gap between what they learn in the word and what's actually happening out here in the real world. And there are reasons for that, right? So I help women get clarity about those things and get tangible outcomes that they can be proud of.
Amen. That's awesome. And, you know, I'll just say this, being a former coach myself, athletic coach, I have coached women as much as I've coached men, you know, in high school boys and high school girls. I mean, half of my career is coaching girls. You know, sometimes I wanted that to come out in them, to be vocal, to be leaders, to push the others as well as themselves. And so, yes, I can actually appreciate some of this from a coaching perspective, to help move a team and motivate a team. So yeah, I think it's important that we have women that know how to properly, I say properly, mm-hmm. vocalize and speak not only to themselves, but to each other and to men.
Right.
All of it matters. So we manifest what we speak, and that's right. And we manifest what we speak. So we have to be careful with words and understand that. So now what I want you to do is to start getting into some of this practical stuff for females. All right. And we're going to start with this. If a woman is kind of, say she's just single and kind of just becoming an adult, we're going to start from this perspective. Mm-hmm. What are maybe like two or three things that they need to really start honing in on right now?
All right. So everything we do is based on the book of Ruth. There's so many secrets in the book of Ruth. I thought it was a very, very mm-hmm. short passage in the word, but it's so many secrets, so many things that we need to debunk about how women are to carry themselves. And the word, you know, disproves some things, unfortunately, that women have been kind of living with for far too long. So the first thing a woman needs to understand that will help her greatly is her partnership, her eventual partnership is her responsibility. That's the first thing. Okay, so a woman needs to take full responsibility for the future Okay. Things have happened. You've gone through some things. You need to forgive yourself. You need to get clear about things that, you know, you may have regretted. Okay, fine. But if a woman is hoping for something different in the future, she needs to start with the full understanding that it is her responsibility as to whether or not that will ever happen in her life. Okay. That's first. And again, that goes back to the book of Ruth, because she took total ownership of where she placed herself, what she was doing. When Ruth and Naomi went back home to Jerusalem, Bethlehem, right? And Ruth eventually found herself on the field where Boaz's field, right? Okay. When she left the house, she told Naomi, "I am leaving to seek favor." She didn't say, "I'm leaving to seek a husband." She didn't say, you know, "I'm going to find a job." That's not what she said, but that's what we've been told. That's not what the word says. She left seeking favor. Okay. Why would a person seek favor? What will lead a person to desire to go and seek favor? Okay. If you think about it, most people will say they recognize that they need help. They recognize that they need something. That's why you're seeking favor, right?
Man, amen.
Right. There's something in your life. You're looking around. You're like, okay, I need someone to look upon me and, you know, see that I am valuable. I am worthy of, you know, being cared for, covered. Okay. So she left the house seeking that, and she found it on Boaz's field. All right. So I'm still on the first point. Don't mean to be long-winded, but that's one of the major things that we have to debunk first, is that women should just sit around and wait on her Boaz. We need to immediately stop talking about that. That's fairy tale. Those days are done. There's a long list of reasons, society-wise, why you should not be doing that. Because if you're sitting around as a woman waiting for a man to come and save you and make your life right, usually those are going to be the men that you don't want to end up with. All right? So she did not sit around and wait on Boaz. Boaz did not come to her front door. She went out and sought, not a man, but sought favor, someone that will look upon her and cover her without asking for anything. Second, number two is basically that. A good sign of someone that is worthy of your time is someone from the very beginning does not want anything from you, nothing compromising from you. He sees something in you that he just wants to be a part of making your life better. Okay, that's a good sign, all right? Because that's exactly what Boaz did, all right? He took care of her for the whole barley season, not just her, but Naomi as well. Don't go here, go here. You're good. Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of you. But what was great about that, and this is in chapter 2, they're describing, you know, he's describing how he's going to cover her during the barley season.
Amen.
What's interesting about that is nothing in chapter 2 says anything about any romantic interests or connection. So that is beautiful and pure. Beautiful and pure. That woman was good, didn't have to look over her shoulder like, oh my gosh, is he going to come and try to get something? None of that. She was safe. Okay. So what I'm saying about number 2 is he will want to provide something for you and without, you know, ask anything in return. Okay. That's a good sign. Number 3 is what trips a lot of women up, because they don't know that they play a role in getting that type of treatment. A lot of women, maybe these things I'm about to talk about are just natural to you, and that's why you probably have good experiences with men. Okay. But then, you know, if you recognize some things that you might want to work on a little bit because you don't really have a good experience with men, That's what we do here, Prepare to Be Pursued. So number three is showing up in a way that will garner that type of treatment from a man. Okay, there's certain things that men respond to very positively. And if you check chapter 2, I believe it's verse probably 10, 9 and 10, I think. That's where he breaks down the attributes, because she is extremely, responds very, very positively to him, you know, asking her questions and letting her know what to do and not do. She was very grateful, very, very appreciative. And she was just like, I'm not worthy. There's no reason. I don't look like everyone else. I'm obviously not from the same, you know, environment as you. There's no reason for you to be taking this type. Even though she left the house seeking favor, when she got the favor, she was extreme. She was like surprised, like, oh my God, there's no reason for you to be doing this. I'm amazed. And he responded, explaining to her, these are the reasons why. You're this, you're that. Observe this or her this. Okay. So actually showing up in a space that garners, we call it inspiring, you know, certain treatment from a man. Okay. It is very important. And once women learn these things and make it like part of how she operates, is you're never going to have to worry about being single for longer than you want to. And remember, being single is a choice. Okay. So the women that work with me, it's not like all desperate women or anything like that. No. Once you know, or being called or being drawn into partnership, which is a choice, you don't have to ever have a partner again. But if you desire that, God gave us permission to do that. Amen. So if you want it, you can have it. You just have to understand how. All right. And one bonus thing is Naomi helped Ruth a lot. Ruth got the favor. But there's added strategy that Naomi had to let Ruth know about, traditional things, you know, things to do that will help the man understand with no confusion that, okay, now it's time as a man to do your part. And then, you know, everything else is fits well. So those are three things and a bonus.
Amen. Three things and a bonus. Hey, anytime you get the bonus, you know you're in for the good stuff, right? All right. So not that I ever want to wrap this conversation up, because there are, man, there's a lot of points I could make here that towards for men that I would tell them that they also need to bring to the table. And I'm going to give one right here. You need to bring the power of the leading of the Holy Spirit before you start any relationship with a female. I'm going to just say that right here. Because if you don't, you're not going to put the proper boundaries in place for both of you and the proper guardrails for you to walk with Christ, both individually and as a couple later
Absolutely.
And the rest of this is just going to fall apart because you aren't doing that. And I'm just going to say this here. I've been alive for 53 years. I have done some of these things very well, and there's been some times I've done some of this not well, and I just totally admit that right here, but I have learned my lessons, and God has trained me well. there's been some sledgehammers. there's been some taken out to the woodsheds. We used to say it that way, and then there's been some moments of, you know, the Lord has said, hey, that's exactly what I want you to do, and you listened to me, and you obeyed, and that's why. Regardless of how this relationship went out, I'm going to reward you for that. So, you know, God does that. He's our parent, and we have to remember that. He is our father, and we have to listen to him. And so I think for that's sure. So important for men. You got to do that in your individual life, your single life, your married life, every piece of it. So, you need to be connected. So, Coach Nikki, I do not want to wrap this up because, like I said, we could just keep going on and on and on. However, we are starting to run out of time. What I would like you to do is to share with these single females how they can get connected to you and connected to your material so that you can share more and get into these nooks and crannies and all these details that they need to help them develop into our Ruth.
For sure. So the quickest way is to find me on Linktree, Nikki Anaradel. Okay. So hopefully the link will be provided. In that, you can take our Make Room for Boaz 5-day challenge. Okay. And so if you were interested in anything I said today about breaking down the Book of Ruth and making it applicable to today's times, all of that is in that 5-day challenge. Day 3 and day 4, we take the Book of Ruth line by line and unveil these secrets, okay? Secrets about how, you know, we don't have to wait on our Boaz. You know, there's certain all the things that Ruth did to line up to her ultimate connection with Boaz, okay? All the things she did. Some things were really scary. Some things you probably wouldn't be willing to do today, right? But she did them, all right? And I think they're in the Word for a reason. Also the debunking the myth that men only, you know, make decisions based on looks. And that's absolutely not true. Just look around every day. They're normal, regular looking people, regular looking just like you that are in happy marriages. Okay. So that has nothing to do with it. Don't let the internet or anything fool you. And
the opposite is true as well.
Absolutely. Yes. Because if I'm saying that because women need to get free of that. A lot of times that's the reason why women don't attempt to date or don't attempt to connect with a man, because they just assume that beauty is the thing that they would need, or they need to lose a certain amount of, or whatever it is. And it's just not true. Every person is worthy of love. You're worthy of love today. All right. You just have to operate as such. Nowhere in the Word does it say that Ruth was particularly beautiful. So I think that it would have been stated had that been an important point. Make Room for Boaz. Make sure you sign up for that. It's all automated. The information is very, very helpful. If anyone is just curious, you're just curious about dating again, and you just want to get excited about it. You know, you just like, you've given up. You're just like, I don't know if I want to deal with this. You don't have to deal with the craziness that everyone else does, okay? You just need some guidance to get straight to the good stuff. And so, yeah, I would encourage everybody to start there.
Amen. Amen and amen. as we wrap up the show, I'm going to include her links in the show notes. So you can just go right to our show notes when this is posted, and you can go right ahead and click on and get connected with her and her stuff. And so, you know exactly what to do. She's got stuff that's automated. Sure, you can connect with her with a coach. I mean, all that stuff's going to be there for you guys. And so, you single females, don't hesitate. Get connected. The call to action is get connected to Coach Nikki. Okay. And to her material. That is your call to actions. Anyway, without further ado, and I just want to say, as wrapping up the show, we want to thank you for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. Want to thank you for all of what you do. And you know what? This has been a different show today because we're tackling a different area. And we want to thank you guys for all the support that you give us. And we want to continue to bring you that great content. So make sure you hit that follow and subscribe button and give us a like. And on behalf of myself and Coach Nikki, I want to say this. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation, and let the great harvest begin.
Amen.